All the old legends say you can't change what you are. Your true nature will betray you like a hurt betrayed by scars. And your history is written in every cell you wear. And your future's packed away in all the baggage that you carry. I have ambitions of who I'd like to be.
Well, Brian McTavish is here. How are you?
Well, where else would I be?
Where else would you be on Thursday? So good to have you here.
Well, yeah, as it's, always. It's always good to be
happy weekend almost.
Had here. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Great.
Who's this?
Who is this? Well, is this happens to be a guy by the name of Peter Rothbart. He's singing a song called Fighting With Myself. It's inspired by a note that was found, possibly, this guy who wrote the note, whoever he was, he lost it. He must have been fighting with himself. I'm not sure.
My goodness.
Anyway, notes like this, found stuff and notes, are shared with readers of Found Magazine. And yes, it's Found Magazine's 10th anniversary tour.
Jablani LaFalle just talked with on this topic this last hour.
Yes, he actually had a nice phoner with Davey Rothbart. Davey and Peter are brothers. Davey does the writing and the talking and the storytelling based on the weird stuff they find. And Peter sings sweet little songs, sometimes very silly, sometimes haunting, sometimes troubling, sometimes, well, whatever they might be, just like the found stuff. It all gets started at 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Record Bar in Westport. Cheap cover, only $8. I want to share with you a note that got all this rolling for Found Magazine.
Yeah.
You can actually go to the website of Found and read it, but I'll read it to you because I substitute teach every now and then.
Yes, you do.
I've never shared that with you on the air, have I?
Not in the air.
I do a lot.
Privately.
Well,
you've told me stories.
We've broken the ice. Now, who knows what I'll say?
Yeah.
But I like to read out loud. So anyway, it was a wintry Chicago night in 2000. Gather around, children.
Yes.
And it was actually, I think it was a musical brother, Peter, that went out to his car, you know, to get in it, presumably, and he found a note on the windshield. And the note read, in a scrawled handwriting, Mario, I blanking hate you. You said you had to work. Then why's your car here at her place? You're a blanking liar. I hate you. I blanking hate you. Amber, P.S., page me later. So that's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy stuff. And so the thought occurred to these guys, hey, let's just, you know, the stuff that gets tossed or lost, they want to put it in a magazine. Now it's online. I mean, what's the did you ever lose something and wonder where it might have wound up, Steve?
I do all the time.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you what I've lost because I'd be too embarrassed to discuss it.
That's 7 p.m. Saturday at the Record Bar.
Wise men say only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you.
And that is not Elvis.
It's not.
Yeah.
Amazingly, that is not the King.
It sounds a
whole lot like him.
Who is it?
That is Chris Isaak. All you Chris Isaak fans already know that. The talented musician, the sometimes screen actor, and the all-around generally likable guy. Last year, we should get this out of it. Chris Isaak will do rock and roll the old-fashioned way, the way they used to do it in the 50s, at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Uptown Theater. You should be there. I will try to be. Last year, Isaac released an album of classics recorded by Elvis and other seminal rock and rollers who laid down their earliest sides at Sun Studios in Memphis. Just that little room. Have you ever been there?
No.
No.
I mean, I've read about it and seen pictures of it.
Well, let's face it. You should go. But the thing is, it looks exactly the way it did. Maybe the tiles aren't original.
That's neat.
But when you walk through that door, you feel like you could be recording a song that would make Elvis smile. Anyway, he's going to be there Saturday at the Uptown. Lots of early rock. He is great.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine. When a prince pulled up. A white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. A plenty old enough. And you can't stop love.
You just love your country, don't you?
I love looking at Kim Noble in the booth, sticking her tongue
she
out.
She doesn't like her this country,
playfully.
Does she? She never likes country.
I'll give her credit. I think
she's
really,
from England. Give her a break.
I think
no country.
She likes it deep down.
Yeah.
She just can't admit it to me, and I just give her a funny look, and she gives me a funny look. Okay.
Yeah. Sarah Evans.
Sarah. Wow, I like Sarah Evans. Country, yes, 8 o'clock Friday night at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College. Born in Boonville, Missouri, just outside of Columbia. Grew up singing with the family band. She certainly developed a great set of sassy pipes there. That's probably my favorite Sarah Evans song, Suds in the Bucket, about a girl who has to leave home at 18 no matter what her folks say.
I gotcha.
Anyway, her show this weekend at JCC, it's a benefit show for scholarships at the college. Go and have fun.
Who we have here?
That is some sweet, sweet, sour.
Garage punk.
Garage rock punk. Do-it-yourself garage rock punk from Oklahoma City. Bronco.
7
o'clock Friday with some other bands, but this is the one you want to catch. Not as scuzzy as the Sex Pistols, thank goodness. Closer to the Replacements. We have the shaggy nod or two to the Ramones. Their sound is in some ways, and this is key, barely good enough. Because you see, and I can say this, I've seen some of these bands, you've seen some of these
yes.
bands over the years, these 70s, 80s era bands. They're sloppy, yet they hang on by the skin of their testosterone. Yes, I just said that. To be
very
acceptable.
Very descriptive, Mr. McTavish.
Pushing you to the edge here. Their publicity picture has them in a public toilet looking at you expressionless. So you know, make your own conclusions. But go see these guys. They're the real thing.
7 p.m. Friday at Czar Bar.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on. Tell us.
Oh, now the Nutcracker's on. Once again, always welcome. Presented by the Kansas City Ballet, the Christmas Classic. It actually opens at 8 o'clock Saturday with performances through December 23rd at, yes, the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts.
What
I dare say it's the first
it.
Time the Nutcracker's been done there by the ballet.
Could be.
At the Kaufman, a little girl dreams her Christmas Eve dream. And before you know it, there's more phony snow than you could ever believe in. And yet you somehow do. There's a Mouse King and there's lots of Toyland-friendly battling, and this would be a wonderful opportunity to really see it perhaps as it was always meant to be appreciated on the stage of the Kaufman Center.
And that's the one, the only, Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy. Great list.
That's okay. I like the Bronco band. I don't really want to be social. So
don't forget to follow us on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Our show is produced by Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date. Thank you.